This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Now, the story I found during the week, and it has had enormous, enormous coverage, so many likes and shares on our Facebook page, W3Joy on Facebook, is about a Polish gay couple who we've been tracking this for a while now. There's been this huge, well-organized outbreak of homophobia in Poland. Parts of Poland have been basically locked out for LGBTI people. Well, this Polish gay couple have sort of married the COVID-19 issue with this homophobic attack, and they have created the most awesome, I so want one, rainbow face masks. They look fantastic. What's more, they have been handing them out free in all of these homophobic areas of Poland. Isn't that awesome? Yes, it is. It's awesome.
It is awesome. It's just awesome, Matt.
It is fantastic because it just increases visibility in those areas that are, that are blocked out. Gay people. I think it's just a way of it's looking at the two independent people trying to do something to change attitude where they are, and doing it through something very, very topical. People have to have those masks in some countries, so they have to, and they might not have anything else, so they will use them. I think it's a great idea, and it's very easy to.
I hadn't heard about it, Matt, but I think it's a great idea. I do genuinely think it's a super idea. I also think that we were covering the masks that were made, AIDS Memorial Fabric, or by those people who made the AIDS Memorial. We were talking about that last week. And I've seen various T-shirts about, love in the time of coronavirus as well. And let's be honest, we are going to get to the end of this, and we will all need some mementos at the end of it. So if my memento is a rainbow mask or a T-shirt or a hat or whatever, we will need something to tell future generations and to show people who didn't go through this what we went through.
And the way you find out about these sorts of stories is from us here on Joy through our various social medias and the show here tonight. And that's another reason to keep Joy on air with your membership at joy.org.au.
I've gone to the States again and looking at Idaho, and the governor of Idaho, Brad Little, has signed two bills that ban. The first one bans transgender people from correcting the gender marker on their birth certificates, and the other one bans transgender girls from competing in school sports. So they've been the Idaho has actually been taken to court to the federal courts for challenging these two bills by Lambda Legal. So Lambda Legal in the States is a non-profit organization which is independent and committed to achieving recognition of civil rights for lesbian, gay men, bisexual, transgender people and everyone living with HIV. So they do impact litigation. They also do education and public policy work. So I think it's they are supporting our right through this this lawsuit. I mean, obviously, having these two bills will have an impact on a lot of people. Other people in Idaho apparently can change their birth certificates. So this is a blatant undermining of rights, and also targeting women and girls who are transgender athletes. It's just really, I mean, how are you going to do that? Genetic screening, genital screening, how are you going to achieve that?
It's just one of these, divided states of America things. The other thing that comes to my mind out of this story is that there's only three LGBT radio stations in the world. America is not one of them. America does not even, at the size of the LGBT population, the pain that they're going through with some of these states being very anti-LGBTI and particularly anti-trans, they don't have an LGBTI radio station. London and Toronto are the two locations for full-time 24/7 free-to-air radio stations, and Melbourne. It is a privileged position that Melbourne has in hosting an LGBTI radio station. And you can help keep us on air with your donation, with your subscription, or with your membership at joy.org.au. Ian, what did you find this week?
Well, I was led by the nose by Rachel Savage, who we spoke to earlier, and she was talking about a number of different organisations that were covering LGBT issues. And one of those was, she said, New York Times. And so I thought, oh, let's go and have a look at what the New York Times has been talking about. And the New York Times story is interesting, but also it made me realise how much we need a LGBT perspective on these stories. So the story from the US is that the temporary acting director of the National Intelligence Service, who's been appointed by Donald Trump, is Richard Grenell. And he is the first gay LGBT person to be appointed as a spokesperson of a body such as this by a US president. And so this is Donald Trump putting this guy in this position, which is sort of interesting. That said, Richard Grenell is very much a Trump supporter, but he has said that he will be fighting for the decriminalization of homosexuality in other countries. So what intelligence body that he's in charge of, or at least temporarily in charge of, does is that they are in charge of sharing U.S. intelligence around the world. And they've said that they will maybe not share that intelligence about terrorism, or maybe it's coronavirus or some other security matter, they'll be less likely to share that with countries that have poor human rights issues, records, or have poor records on homosexuality. And, you know, what's missing from that story is that well, this doesn't really sound, much as this guy may believe that he can make a difference,
I'm not sure
that he's going to make that much of a difference.
I'm very surprised, because hasn't he just appointed a new press secretary, which is transphobic, Kayleigh McEnany, who has been, widely reported about her attitude against LGBTIQ people. So I'm really surprised that
He's on a bit of a personal crusade around this, which is fine. And also what I found from this story, and you realise there's so much of these stories to tell, is the person that they brought into the New York Times story was the nephew of Harvey Milk. His name is Stuart Milk, and he is the head of the Harvey Milk Foundation. And he talks in the New York Times article about the skepticism and saying, well, perhaps he's trying to do his best, but still, if you actually look at the record of the US government, it's pretty shocking. They brought together a group of LGBTI intelligence officers and people involved in intelligence only last year. And those people that they brought together said that they really felt very unsafe about sharing their sexuality and gender identity at the current time, not just in the past, but at the current time.
Another thing this highlights for me, though, is that value of independent media. We're looking at both sides of the story. Here on Worldwide Wave, we've actually interviewed the Gays for Trump organisation before. So we want to hear the stories, the very diverse stories of the LGBTI community, which you can be a part of just by sending a donation or signing up your membership at joy.org.au. Do it now.
Do it now.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.